Welcome to Soul Sisters Today with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
Let the good times roll because the gang is back together for the last time this season, Soul Sisters, and our favourite toothpaste brand, Colgate Max White Ultimate. So roll out the red carpet for Colgate's best whitening toothpaste yet, Colgate Max White Ultimate. Not only does it whiten your teeth, but it removes 15 years of stains caused by food and drink. It's enamel safe for daily use, and it even prevents future stains.
Can I say, that was a beautiful read, by the way, and you did that as if you were back in the newsroom.
Did I?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
It was like cut to VT on Colgate.
Yeah. Back to studio.
Oh, hi and welcome to the very final episode of season 6 of Soul Sisters. I'm genuinely sad.
Oh, it is sad. We're going to go off. We're going to have loads of experiences this summer and then bring it back to the pod after the summer, where we'll have lots of news, hopefully a few new characters. Colgate will be with us and we'll have a whale of a time.
Okay, so now we're leaving. When are we back?
We are back in October.
Okay, great. Good. And also, I think there's going to be big news as well, isn't there? There might be a few surprises.
Oh, it's very exciting. We do have some big news. Do you know what we should do? We should come back when we have our big news and do a little bonus episode.
Great idea. Well, look, I may as well start with a moan. I've had a week of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just hay fever.
Oh.
I have to be truly honest with you. I laughed behind your back at how bad your hay fever was. Like, I sniggered. I thought it was funny. And now karma's a bitch because I've been hit with what I can only describe as a tidal wave.
I have to say, you did text me during the week and I didn't realise how much of a hay fever expert I actually was until I started giving you all the solutions.
Yeah, it was as if you were telling me how to give birth, right? I actually screenshotted this and I'm going to put it up on Instagram. I said to you, what's your advice? A nap sometimes works for me in the middle of the day because it tricks my body into thinking it's the next day and then it goes away. Meditation works sometimes. A spicy pasta, Vaseline up your nose. I could go on and on.
They're my top 5 tips. I have at least 15.
Your run club, the Good Glow Run Club this week. One of my girlos, one of my soul sisters from the retreat, went along and she said she was running up beside you and she said, I'm the gluten-free hop-nommer.
We were having such a big chat and she just looked at me and I looked back at her and she just goes, Georgie. And I said, yeah. And she goes, I'm the gluten-free hop-nommer. I was like, it's the gluten-free hobnobber. I never thought I'd meet you. So how was your week?
So, two things that were really sweet in my week that I wanted to share. First of all, I watched a funeral online from Doon in Limerick. My friend William sadly said goodbye to his father this week. His dad was in his 90s and William has been caring for him for a good while now. And I decided that I'd tune in and watch it online. And the priest was amazing. You know, when you get lucky with a priest, lovely priest. You know, he'd actually stepped in because the priest who was supposed to do the service had the COVID. So this guy was off the bench, but he was brilliant. So, so good. And he said one line, and I'll try and deliver this without crying. But when he said the line, I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. He was saying, if we're all gathered here as a group to say goodbye to Donny. So Donny was William's father. Then I believe there must be a group gathered somewhere to say hello again.
Oh. That is so beautiful.
Isn't it? Oh, my God. Every time I read it, it gives me the feels.
That's so comforting, isn't it? For
isn't
people.
Isn't it? Imagine if we're all just waving goodbye to somebody and then just in the distance, in the horizon, you see a group of people stood there waiting with their arms wide open.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And yeah, such a nice thing to share.
Yeah, isn't it? I just saw it and I went, well, that's perfect for Soul Sisters. Also, live church cam. I'm down with it. It was at the end of the service, you could see all the masses you could watch on a Sunday. I just thought, you know, maybe I'll do that sometime. The other thing that happened this week was, well, happens every week, headed to me dry cleaners, had a chat with Ibs. Ibrahim, who's my dry cleaner, and geez, I was paying him an extortionate amount of money this week. He was doing all my shirts, he was doing a few, he was taking up some trousers for me and also taking up some curtains. So your sister-in-law Julie had helped me with curtains and I'm getting them taken up for my bedroom. So anyway, poor old Ibs was saying to me, like, how much dry cleaning and the dry cleaning business has actually suffered in the last few years. And I was like, oh, what is it? And he was saying, well, first of all, the rise of the apps. Then he was saying, obviously, with so many people working from home, nobody wears suits anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously the dawn of fast fashion. So a lot of the stuff that we buy these days, it just isn't brilliant quality. So we're not rushing out to dry clean it. And just as he was telling me about this, I was just thinking, I might say this to the Soul Sisters, just in an attempt. I was having such a lovely chat with them as well, just to remind people that actually local business needs us.
Mm.
You know, if you can't afford to go down the road and get your stuff dry cleaned or go and shop in the local shops, but also it's mutually beneficial because you're getting your service, but you're also getting a lovely chat and a great community feel.
Yeah, it's like with the Green Earth Organics, who I order my veg boxes from. Now, I don't order one every single week, but when he does an Instagram story and he says how hard it is to do his profession, passionately growing organic fruit and veg, and he's just getting hammered by the supermarkets. I love to hear the stories, people by people, right?
Exactly. So as I was walking away from the dry cleaners with my 10 shirts over my shoulder.
Go on, how much did it cost you? Tell us.
In total?
Yeah.
140 quid.
Ah, God. 140 quid?
Yeah. But just as I was leaving the dry cleaners, I was walking along. And I looked across the road and there was an old gentleman, like an older gentleman, probably in his 80s, walking along. He had his messages in his hand and his walking stick. And every couple of metres, he'd stop and he'd just take a couple of seconds to centre himself and to move on. And the message I took from him was, we only start listening to our bodies when we're given no choice. And it was just a really good reminder to listen to your body, even if you feel like she's functioning the way she should be. If she ever gives you an indication that she's tired, she doesn't feel well, something is off, stop, pause, rest.
I'm always like that when it comes to exercise. So I'll never push myself, my body into now. Listen, I'm not skipping out the door every day. I was actually thinking about this. I was sitting in a sauna this morning. Oh. I was like, when I was doing a little weights class in the gym today, and as I was doing it, the same story played that happens every time I exercise. I'm like, why don't I do this every day? I'm going to do this every single day. And that happens to me every time I go for a run or every time I do an exercise class. And then I don't do it every single day. And I was thinking, the things that are good for you are actually enjoyable. It's the journey to them. That's the mountain. That's the barrier. So if you can get out the door on autopilot, if you can focus on that feeling of actually the hardest part is, and I know it's such a cliche, but the most unenjoyable part of exercising is starting to exercise. Because actually when you're doing it, you're like, I like this. What the hell was I talking about?
This is so fundamental. We're listening to the wrong thing. We're listening to our minds when we should be listening to our bodies.
Yes.
Like you say, override the mind, get into your gym gear or whatever and get out. Because as soon as you're out, happened to me the other day when I went out into the park just for a walk and I was sitting there going, I can't go because I've got hay fever. I went and like 5-6 minutes in, I was skipping with joy.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, don't listen to your mind, because your heart will always tell you to do it because your heart wants what's best for you. Do you know what? My whole season nearly of the podcast with Jerry Hussey, Better Days, which I'll actually link in the show notes now that Soul Sisters is ending. So it's 8 episodes of like real human dilemmas. My family want me to move home. I'm out of a long-term relationship, and myself and Jerry discuss each dilemma. But there's a theme in it, and the theme every single week is choose your heart. You know, listen to your heart and soul over your mind. Every single time, make the choice that your heart is telling you to make, not your mind. Do we have a bell for Jerry? Where is it gone?
Oh my God. Oh my God, a bell for Jerry. How's season 5 of you?
So is that a no?
That's, oh, well, actually there is, yeah. Do I need to get... Oh, hang on. Let me get me prop.
Go on.
Now, the only thing I'll say about this is, right, if I got up out of my seat and I ring this bell and you go, that's a shit bell, I will swiftly move us on to the next topic.
It's Jerry's bell.
Hiya, Jerry.
Stunning. Do you ring that bell much? Do you? Why do you have it? Where did you get it?
I got it in India.
Yeah.
Got it in India. So what meditators, us meditators do often in mantra meditation, they'll just ring the bell just to reset the energy.
So loads of people have been asking me what meditation course I'm doing. I'm actually going to link this in the show notes too, because it is Deepak Chopra's meditation. So it's primordial sound meditation, which is mantra, a form of mantra meditation. Now, when I was starting this meditation class, actually, I don't even know if I read, like, you know, all the stuff to do with it. I was just like, yep, Deepak Chopra, sign me up. So I didn't realize that it was mantra meditation.
Wow.
So the idea of Deepak's meditation is that the earth was making a certain sound when you were born, and there's 108 different sounds, and he has turned those sounds into a mantra. So each person in the world has their own mantra. Now, my mantra could be the same as yours, and because there's only 108 of them, but it was the specific sound and vibration that the earth was making when you were born. So I have my mantra. Now, the idea is, and you'll know this, that it's sacred to you. You're not supposed to share it. And through this course, and I think loads of the Soul Sisters would love to learn this, as you're reciting your mantra over and over again, and you can start by saying it aloud, and then the idea is that you go into, you know, silence, and you're repeating your mantra over and over again. And what it does is it takes you away from the busyness and the doing in life and brings you to a space called the gap, which is what Deepak Chopra describes as a realm of infinite possibilities. It's the gap is between two thoughts. And when you are in the gap, you are actually your true self. And when I recite my mantra, which I do if I'm in a steam room or a sauna or when I have 5 minutes to myself, I do go to that realm of infinite possibilities. And it takes you from the doing into this really creative space where you fully believe in yourself and anything is possible, and you get so much inspiration. So it happened to me today, and I said I must share the name, because I've kept it a secret because I have just enjoyed not sharing too much about it, because I was still on the journey with it. But it's the Deepak Chopra meditation course, and I'll put the link in the show notes. One more thing that I wanted to say to you. When you were texting me about your hay fever the other day, I kept saying, I don't have it when I'm medicated. And every time I wrote the word medicated, it changed it to meditated.
Whoa.
Now, when I was a young girl, 14, in school, all my friends used to slag me because I would say, they go, oh, Georgie has the hay fever again. And I'd have to say, I need to go talk to my hay fever, because I didn't understand at the time that I was meditating. But when I completely calm my nervous system and breathe deeply and tell myself that I do not have hay fever, that's one of my top five. It's one of my top five ways to get over hay fever, is to completely calm down. So I thought it was so funny that the words were changing. Medicated, meditated, medicated, meditated.
That's fascinating. That is also fascinating, by the way, that I've never considered that actually you could talk yourself down off the allergy, the irritation. And that's what it is. It's an irritation of the system. So the pollen is irritating the system. And then what happens is like you've heard me now throughout this episode crying about it. You know, I'm tossing a load of really negative thought patterns in on top of my hay fever. So of course I've been suffering this week.
Totally. And when you're stressed, you've got inflammation, right? You're in fight or flight. And how is your body supposed to calm down? And it can't fight the hay fever when you're panicking about having hay fever. So you got to get into the green zone. You got to get into rest, digest and repair in order to fight off the hay fever.
And just to talk on the interesting what you say about the meditation. So I was leading some meditation at the retreat in the last couple of weeks. And it really reminded me that the best meditation is amazing, obviously, but when you meditate with others, that's next level. So one of the things that my dear Dennis said to me before he passed was, would you get that meditation class set up, would you? And I was putting it off and I'm putting it off and putting it off. And I said to myself this week, do you know what I'm really tired of? I'm tired of being in purgatory, procrastination purgatory. So what I'm going to do is, a bit like what I've done with the retreats with Killary and with India, if you would be interested in doing a little meditation taster with me on Zoom, get in touch with me. Send me a little DM at Claire Solon, and we're going to gather in the next few weeks. I'll put details on Instagram, but I'm thinking probably Tuesday evening between 8 and 9, get on Zoom and just spend an hour meditating.
And that's what I'm gearing up for as well, is to teach it as well and do something on Zoom as well. So yeah, look, there's loads of options. There's loads of places to go for it. And it's mad that we're on the same wavelength with that, isn't it?
Tuesday's at 8, is it?
No, not Tuesday.
But that's good. If it's a different day, we could join each other's.
Yeah, exactly.
Celine Dion.
Tell us everything.
Now, listen, I gave you all homework. I don't know how many of you have done it for me. Basically what this film is all about is it's her life, a celebration of her life, but through the prism, through the lens of SPS, which is stiff person syndrome. So she has come out to say that she is suffering from this autoimmune condition, and it's debilitating. And she lives in Vegas with her two teenage sons and her dog, and she barely
leaves.
What's
going on out there?
Yeah, a couple of youths just walking by. All right, kids, just keep on moving there, yeah? Shh, shh.
Just doing my middle-aged podcast. Could you keep it down, please?
This middle-aged woman is just recording a middle-aged podcast, yeah? You'll understand in a few years.
Imagine if you said, sorry, I have a podcast. They'd be like, yeah, right, you do.
They'll say to me, what's a podcast? Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, God.
How many people listen to your podcast? Like 10 people?
Actually, about 15, if you count me, ma. She listens 4 times.
And those 5 soul sisters spread across New Zealand and Australia. they're not the same soul sisters that keep sending us messages from there.
They're not, exactly. There's different ones. No, sorry, let me just get to
now, the youths have made you lose your train of thought.
They have. Bloody kids. That's why I'm not having them. They're just too much of a distraction. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I was in Vegas with Celine Dion and her teenage kids and her butler, who's called Mr. Barrington, and her dog. She has actually a dog just like yours, just like Piper. A retriever or a Labrador?
Something has just dawned on me.
Oh, God.
We do have a middle-aged podcast. So Celine Dion has a dog named...
If any of those kids had stopped me to say, what do you talk about on your podcast? And the next thing I said was Celine Dion. Well, then it was over for me. So, yeah, this film is, look, it's equal parts glorious because you get to see footage of Celine from the very beginning and her on stage. Her stage presence is unparalleled. But then there are moments of real agony, as if you were, and of course for her, when you see her seize and have a seizure on screen, it's harrowing. Really harrowing.
So generous of her to share that.
It was. And actually, when I was watching it, she called her voice the conductor of her life. And I just thought that was beautiful. Oh. She was like, where it went, I followed. And now she can't sing. The muscles in her chest, she tries to hit a few high notes and she says through tears, I don't want to show you this. I don't want people to see this. She's literally unable to get up to the heights that she would normally easily hit. And I don't know if you know, like, if you notice with Celine Dion, when she was interviewed, if you ever seen her interviewed before, she always like is one of those people who just breaks into song. She'll be conversing, but she often will break into song, and now she doesn't. And it got me thinking as I was watching Celine Dion tell her story, you cannot go full pelt for your entire life and expect to get away with it.
Yeah.
And actually, as I watched her, like from 5 years of age, she sang at her brother's wedding at 5 years of age.
Wow.
And she was up on stage and she was singing, and she said she looked over her shoulder as one of the musicians played a bum note, and she was looking around like, here. And her mum was telling her, no, don't flinch. Don't flinch. You just go, you play along. The show must go on. And so from that moment, that neural pathway from 5 years of age was planted. And so she was always in performance mode, you know, always in perfectionist mode. And I did think, you know, because she's been so polished and been performing on the world stage for most of her life, she does find it difficult to relax. So she was with the kids and they were making a little video for their butler because the butler had COVID. So this was all filmed in 2021. And her son was there and he was obviously picking his nails or picking his fingers or something. And he was maybe dropping bits and she was like, stop peeling. And then afterwards it shows her grabbing the Hoover and vacuuming up in the room. And that for me was like, okay, ding, 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 ding. You know, show must go on. Everything's perfect.
Yeah. It's interesting there that you said like music was the conductor of her life. So for the Soul Sisters or for us, like we should let our gut be the conductor of our life. Or, our, you know, when we're saying like, you know, go with your heart, not your mind. Like that's a really interesting thing to think about. Like what is currently the conductor of my life and what should be the conductor of my life? Like I know the answer to that. It should be my heart, not my head.
Yes, exactly. And if your mind is conducting your life a bit like that, that's a good example of that, where Celine Dion is recording a little video for her butler who has COVID. She's also recording a documentary, but she still couldn't stop herself saying to her son, stop that. And then grabbing the Hoover. You know?
Okay, brilliant. I'm going to watch this weekend.
Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultimate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultimate's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth and reverse 15 years of stains caused by food and drinks. What is, for the final time, Georgie, your reason to smile this week?
Oh, well, this was such a beautiful moment. So I went to Pia's end of year assembly, which took place on the hockey pitch of her school, and the sun was shining and Tally was there, and they put on such an amazing performance, all the different classes singing all the different songs. And when Pia is performing, when she's going into performance mode, she likes to keep things top secret. She doesn't share too much with us before the show. So we didn't know much about this. And she gets up and her class got up together and they sang "You Are My Sunshine." So, you know, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." Now, that song was the song that I sang on repeat to Pia when she was little tiny, tiny baby and I was going through my cancer treatment. And I always sang that song. And when Pia was able to talk, she was saying, "Don't sing the last line," because she never wanted to say me to say, "Please don't take my sunshine away," because she felt like that was scary. But they stood on the pitch and they sang that song and I bawled crying because it was such a moment for me of, these are the moments that I wanted to live for. And it felt like such a full circle moment, like my little 7-year-old finished first class. I'm feeling well, sitting in the audience, watching her sing the song that I used to sing to her. So it made me smile from ear to ear.
Oh, what a beautiful way to end. And what a visual. Pee-wee and all the 7-year-olds.
I know. So Colgate Max White Ultimate's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and it will help you to feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. Do you want to hear what's on Taylor Swift's rider really quickly?
Yeah, of course.
I love reading other people's riders. Because you know the way Jennifer Lopez, like, it's like she wants like 100 puppies and white linen and candles.
Is it any wonder that maybe Ben Affleck's having second thoughts? 100 puppies.
No, that's allegedly. Okay, so this is what she wants. One bottle of Welch's grape juice, tortilla chips, a stick of butter, picante sauce, shredded cheddar cheese, macaroni and cheese, Twizzlers, Ben and Jerry's cookie dough ice cream, Ben and Jerry's brownie, one box of microwave popcorn in brackets buttered, and 1 6-pack of Diet Pepsi.
Now listen, right? She is not touching any of that stuff.
Do you think so?
Any of that gear, that is all for her crew.
Do you reckon?
There's not one single thing on that list that I think Taylor Swift would go near.
But you know, if you're performing for 3.5 hours, you need your a little bit of, you need to be carb loading with your macaroni and cheese.
Well, that's what, well, here's the thing we figured out. We actually heard from Shania Twain lately. They don't eat a single thing all day. They drink their food. They liquidize their food. Because if they were to be eating, they would be burping by song 7, she said.
Really?
So they don't eat before a show and they just have drinks and then they will eat afterwards.
Okay.
So potentially she might have macaroni cheese afterwards, but I doubt it.
Oh, what an insight. Of course you'd be burping if you had a macaroni and cheese before you went on stage for 3.5 hours. What would be on your rider?
100 kittens and actually what's in my recommends would be on my rider. Shall we nip into recommends?
Let's go into, this is perfect. Okay, we'll do our little, I'd have Simproof on my rider, I think.
Oh. Back to the middle age podcast. Okay, let's hit recommends and I'll tell you what would be on my rider. I have to say thank you to Lauren, who works in my office with me. She's our finance director and she recommended this. So Soul Sisters, if you fancy something alcohol-free, an alcohol-free aperitif for what they call the flavor curious, this is Mother Root. It's a ginger switchel, fiery and fresh. And for the perfect switchel and soda, you fill a glass with ice, mix 25 mil of the ginger switchel and
this could not be more middle-aged.
Yeah.
You're like 100... squinting. You're squinting reading the thing.
It's sunny. Ginger switchel and soda water garnished with a slice of lemon and a sprig of rosemary. Now, I guarantee you, because you've listened to this podcast, Instagram will start targeting you. So, and Mother Root, it's so tasty.
Okay. It's delicious. Did you get sent this? Sorry, I missed it. That
no,
you said it started.
No. I bought 6 bottles of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Amazon?
No.
Okay.
From them directly.
Okay. Okay. That's a great little recommends.
Yeah. Thanks.
Nice.
How about you?
Are we talking about riders or recommends?
Recommends.
Recommends. Okay. My recommends this week is, Peter O'Riordan, one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
So Peter O'Riordan was on The Good Glow last season. He was in Hawaii when the wildfires happened and he was so generous with his time. Anyway, I sent him a mic to Hawaii. It took weeks. I was sweating. I wanted him to do my podcast so much. I was like, do you have a microphone, Peter? He's like, no. I was like, okay, I need to send him a mic. So I wanted him to be on my podcast so much. I got the microphone to him. And then he said at the end of the podcast, what do you want me to do with this microphone? I was like, keep it, Peter. Such an ordeal to get it. I don't want it back, but I feel like you should do something with it. So he has created a podcast called Daddy Daycare, which he is speaking to other men about their careers, family life, being a dad, the ups and downs of life. It's a podcast that I think Irish men would love to listen to, and it's so well needed. So it's out now. It's called Daddy Daycare. Obviously, we link all the recommends in the show notes. And then the second thing that I want to recommend is a singer. And my mum's cousin, Alison, who I'm very close to, always, you know, we have the soul chats and we love hanging out with each other. Anyway, she told me about this singer called Emer Crehan. So she is a soul sister, Alison told me. And she sings beautiful, soulful music with the most breathtaking lyrics. And one of her songs is called Pieces. And it is so beautiful. Claire, I feel like you would really love this music. So I'm going to recommend Emer Crehan and let everyone know that she is playing in the Workman's Club on Friday, the 26th of July. So it's part of their series to support female artists. So if you have people coming over in July, you know, family from overseas, you're looking for something to do, or you want to book a babysitter and get into town, go and see Emer in the Workman's Club. I'd say it will be just such a special gig.
Love that recommends. And again, I love hearing about gigs or nights out that are off the beaten track that you wouldn't necessarily go to.
Mm-hmm.
So take up that invite. That's a great one. So look, we've come to the end of the season and I wanted to dedicate this episode to somebody who is the bravest and most courageous woman I know right now. And that is Natasha O'Brien.
Beautiful.
I have really tuned in to her this week and I think it's phenomenal what she's doing. And I think it's phenomenal that the people of Ireland are getting behind her. And it's just, it's brought me to tears and it's given me shivers. And I want to honour her with this episode.
So beautifully said, Claire. And she is going to change things. And it's actually so beautiful to watch her step into her power and see in real time the difference that she's making.
So tell me what you're doing now for the next few months.
Speaking of show business, I'm off to bring Pia to her her stage school. Now, since Pia has started stage school, I must say she has gotten a lot more dramatic, but I am here for it. So she's in her little Swiftie era and she is loving her life. And it's just amazing to watch her become this confident, beautiful kid.
Are you telling me you're raising a Billy Barry kid?
Absolutely, I am.
Yes, we're here for precociousness. Go, Pia.
Forget about that sport stuff. Stage yeah. school for you, dear.
So done with the sport stuff. Can I recommend, if you need something to watch this weekend, get yourself The Bear. Have you watched The Bear?
Oh, that is so weird that you say that. That's what we're watching tonight.
Yes. It's back.
Wow. Also, we are this. I feel like this whole episode is about strong, amazing women. Mm. Pia came first in her sprint on sports day. Now, I had her up late watching the Irish girls at the European Championships. Adeleke, Charlene Mosley, all of the girls. And I just want to say, because we're finishing up Soul Sisters, go on the girls at the Olympics. I am so excited for it.
Oh, that's amazing. She was inspired and then she went and won the race.
Like, Pia has never won a running race before, but I wouldn't put her to bed. I'd keep her up watching the competition and she was like, whoa, this is amazing, like screaming at the TV. And then she went out on sports day and absolutely smashed it.
Oh, I love that. We'll be watching with pride.
Yes, so go on the girls. So inspiring. I'm so excited for the Olympics. Also want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to the Soul Sisters at Colgate for all the support this season. Because, you know, the people that we do deal with in Colgate and in Wavemaker are all Soul Sisters and also amazing women who support us, who listen to the podcast, who take such an interest in what we do. So a huge, huge thank you to them for all the support, because it's just a joy, isn't it, Claire, to work with a brand that we fully believe in, support and love.
I can't put this any clearer. I enjoy brushing my teeth more than I enjoy doing most things in my life. And that's thanks to Colgate, genuinely. So to have them support the podcast and to have these white teeth out there in the world, it means a lot. So yeah, thank you very much.
And lastly, a huge thank you to you, Claire, for being such an amazing Soul Sister to me this season, all the Soul Sisters who listen. But I feel like you are in a really good spot at the moment. So many people have come up to me at Run Club and various things I've been out and about at and said, Claire brings me so much joy. I could listen to Claire all day. Claire Solan is the funniest person ever. And I just want to feedback how much I get that in my life and how much I feel that working with you. I absolutely adore every single second of it.
Thanks. How am I supposed to respond to that?
I'm not saying it for a response.
Oh, well, look, you know, I come alive when we do these 10 weeks together. It's hands down my favorite thing to do is podcast with you and to talk to the Soul Sisters. So, you know, our DMs are always open, girls. Please feel free to keep the conversations going. We're here for you and we'll be back in October. Before then, the amazing Good Glow is back.
Oh, thank you so much. And yeah, we will see you for season 7, one of my favorite numbers. So it's going to be epic.